It's Tuesday, January 11th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The Omicron variant continues to surge, but we aren't hearing the same calls for shutting things down again, at least not from Democratic mayors and governors. We have seen an attitude shift in recognition that COVID fatigue is real and people just want to get back to normal. This fight is especially playing out with school closures in Chicago. Susanna Luthi, reporter at Politico, joins us for why many Democratic leaders are changing their tune. Thanks for joining us, Susanna.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the reaction right now to the surging Omicron variant of COVID-19. So we're seeing a lot of people get infected. We're seeing, thankfully, from what we see a lot of places, the infections is not as severe as some of the other variants, but people are still getting infected. People are calling out. People are staying home from work. But what we're seeing is kind of a changing in attitude maybe from Democratic mayors and governors, where once we would see a lot of them pushing for closures, business closures, whatever it is, school closures. Now we're kind of seeing a reverse of that, more of a willingness to stay open. They're still pushing vaccines and other health requirements, but they're saying, by and large, let's start living our lives now. So, Susanna, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, that's right. So I think we can actually trace some of this change in attitude back a ways. I remember when I was covering Congress in 2020, ahead of that election, where, yes, Joe Biden won with a huge number of votes, but the House Democrats saw a big backslide in the House. And I remember before that election, I was talking to a swing district Democrat, and I said, you know, what are you hearing from constituents? What's the biggest threat for Democrats? Because they were, you know, people were pretty confident that the Democrats might even build on their House majority. And he said it was school closures. And I think that there has been a big disconnect between kind of the Twitter public health and largely Democratic sphere and kind of what people are experiencing on the ground. So I think that what we're seeing now is an acknowledgement by more high profile governors of a fact that what a lot of people have known. You know, people can only take closures so long.
Right.
Kids really did have a lot of suffering during the school shutdowns. So I think that's what we're seeing. And obviously, we're headed for another election in a few months.
Well, I mean, that COVID fatigue for sure has set in for a lot of people. I'd just say the majority of the country, right? It's tough to bounce back and forth between all these regulations. And you mentioned the school closures. I mean, that is a huge one. And it's not just up to, let's say, the mayor or a governor. You know, there's a lot of other factors at play. Labor leaders and unions play a huge part in school closures or schools remaining to be open. And that's kind of what we were seeing in Chicago, where they shut the schools down. Mayor Lori Lightfoot there was blasting the teachers and the unions for, you know, wanting to close when she maintains, you know, schools are some of the safest place for the kids. And so that's kind of what we're seeing play out.
And Mayor Lightfoot has been, I remember last year around this time, she was engaged in a pretty vocal battle with the unions over school openings, and it's definitely ratcheted up. But I think her battle kind of epitomizes where things are. You know, here in California, where I'm based, Governor Newsom, who was seen as very much criticized and faced a recall election over the longest school closures in the nation, and was seen as very cozy with the teachers' unions. He got them together in December, all the unions as well as public school management groups, and said, we're not going to close down again. And I think that's a very strong pronouncement of where the politics are. You know, California is a very deep blue state. But speaking to Democratic strategists here, they all acknowledge that there's a lot of, even in the Bay Area, where people are generally very liberal and have been very cautious, there's tremendous fatigue. So it's not necessarily they think the state's going to vote red, but I think incumbents are very aware of it, of the political pressures.
We've seen, you know, a lot of the effects, especially continuing on schools, this effects on the kids and the parents having to adjust to all the schedules. So we've seen that. And yeah, that fatigue has set in. So people don't want to go back to all this remote learning. Republicans, for their part, say Democrats are just too slow to kind of see this shift in public opinion. We've seen Republican governors across the country continue to maybe say, hey, no mask rules, no vaccine rules, all that jazz. But now they're saying that Democrats are finally on board. And yeah, it could have something to do with the upcoming elections.
Right. And we have seen Democratic governors in conservative states. They didn't make the headlines during the pandemic the way Governor Gavin Newsom in California and former Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York did, when they were very much pitching their response as a contrast to the Trump administration's response to the pandemic. But kind of quietly, you know, other Democratic governors in blue and red and purple states were just being a little more cautious. I remember the first state I visited early on in the pandemic, when definitely the East Coast was on pretty bad lockdown, was Colorado, where the governor is Democrat, Jared Polis. And we could eat in restaurants there, and things were opening up. And my niece there has almost been continually in person in school. So I do think that there was definitely kind of a overarching politics-driven pitch for the high-profile Democratic governors, and that's what we're really seeing changing, starting with the Biden administration. Obviously, the president has also started speaking out about keeping the schools open.
Yeah, I mean, well, we know a lot more about the virus now. A lot of Americans are willing to kind of accept a greater risk for what's going on to maintain their normal lives now. Thankfully, with the Omicron variant, as I mentioned, it seems to cause less severe infections. But this is kind of that transition point to, a lot of people say, will be endemic, when we kind of just finally live with the virus. So hopefully we get to that. But we are starting to see that changing of attitudes now from these mayors and Democratic governors. Susanna Luthi, reporter at Politico, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.